Apportionment, read by Jenny Hayes. When Carmela's eyes opened, she was met by a stench of such magnitude that it must have been like smelling salts to her system. Her eyes blinked, and she tried to focus. There was the face of a woman hovering above her, and it took Carmela a long moment to understand why this was so strange. Hers was the first face she had seen in about 2 years. The woman seemed just as intrigued as they stared at each other. And then the woman's lips parted to expose the source of much of the funk. Her breath smelled of decay because she had a mouthful of rotten teeth. She was old. Her hair was completely gray, and it didn't appear to have been combed in months or longer. She was too thin, but had lively blue eyes set in a face that smiled easily. "Wolves got you good," the woman said in a surprisingly strong voice. "Took a chunk out of your shoulder." Carmela's stomach turned at the rankness of her breath. She reached up and touched her shoulder, surprised to feel that it was bandaged heavily. "I stopped the bleeding. Had to take a hot knife to it. It'll be ugly, but you'll live." The woman moved away. Carmela looked at the filthy, trash-strewn bed where she laid, and then at the house that was a hoarder's dream. There was so much stuff Carmela couldn't see the floor, except for the narrow path that led out of the room. The woman returned with a filthy mug, with food smeared along the lip. "Here," she offered the mug to Carmela. Carmela struggled to sit up. "It's soup. Campbell's chicken noodle. It's good for you." Carmela was happy the soup helped to mask the other smells, and she tried to take it, but her shoulder screamed in pain and she gasped. The woman held the mug up to her lips. "Thank you, but I don't think I can drink any right now." "No?" The woman prodded her lips with the dirty mug, as if she was an insolent child. "No, thank you, no." The woman slurped the soup. "Ugh, good stuff." She eyed Carmela. "I heard the gunfire. I didn't know what it was at first. It's been so long." Her eyes hazed over before clearing and refocusing. "What's your name?" "I'm Maggie."